Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jessica Van Ruckel, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Luke chapter 6, verse 48.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Luke 6:48. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on a rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. When my son was small, he loved to build with Legos. If we went shopping, we would wander up and down the toy aisles. And if we were ever so fortunate to get to an actual Lego store, his eyes lit up and the wish list grew longer. Whenever a birthday or Christmas came, he requested Legos. He would lay out the pieces and grab the directions and get to building. The bigger the set, the more directions there were. And it became apparent that to have a successful experience, he needed to start with the foundation pieces. If he skipped them, his creation, whether it was a building or a vehicle or a ship, would easily break apart. My son learned the importance of a strong foundation through following directions. I've put together furniture and learned the hard way what happens when I skip steps. A foundation is one of those things that we take for granted, but are so grateful for when something comes along to shake what we've built. Today's Bible verse comes from a sermon Jesus preached to a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people who came to be healed. He taught about attitudes, love, hypocrisy, actions, and foundations. Psalm chapter 89, verse 14 states this: "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness goes before you." The Hebrew word for foundation means a place of dwelling, a fixed or established place. God's throne is founded on his righteousness and justice. He determines what is right, and his justice gave us the right to refuse him or to receive him. Building a life on the Lord involves knowing what our foundation is. In the Greek, foundation means the beginnings or first principles. Jesus tells us in Luke chapter 6, verses 47 through 49, to dig deep and lay our foundation on the rock. This rock refers to God's principles for life. And Jesus tells us the three things we need to build our lives on a sturdy foundation. Jesus says to come to him, which means to follow him. He wants us to hear him, which means to listen with intention. And then he says to act, which means to commit, to do, or to carry out. When we surrender to his lordship, be diligent in discipleship and commit to carry out his commands, we build our lives on a firm foundation. Jesus contrasted two different types of results in this section of his teaching. Two men undertook to build a house. Both persevered in building it, and both finished their houses. Then a storm came, and the foundation, which is hidden, revealed itself. Jesus warns that our foundations will be shaken in seasons of difficulty. It is better to have our foundation tested now so we can make the necessary life choices to ensure that our lives are built on the rock, rather than waiting till Judgment Day. We must dig deep to uncover what is God's purposes for how to live and then make any necessary changes so our faith stands firm throughout our life. Hearing God's word is not enough to build a life on a firm foundation. It is, as the book of James says, "For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like." We can read God's word every day and listen to the best sermons and read the most biblically sound books. But if we don't apply what we learn or hear, we build our lives on a shaky foundation. It is through applying God's word to our lives where we experience the validity of God's truth and know his presence in our lives to help, to guide, and to comfort. The secrets to building a life are found when we surrender to God's ways, grow through discipleship, and discover evidence of God's trustworthiness through our acts of obedience. Let's pray. Holy God, thank you for who you are and your desire for us. You show us how to live and how to have the best life, not because our lives are trouble-free, but because they are built on you, our rock, our refuge, our Savior and Lord. God, we commit to surrender our wills to you and say yes when you give us instructions. We listen with hearts ready to obey, and we thank you for all you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.